Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump's expected to sign an executive order today aimed at closing the Department of Education, but administration officials now acknowledge he can't do it on his own. CBS's Natalie Brand.
Eliminating the department would require congressional approval, and an administration official tells CBS News the order does not change federal student loans or Title I assistance for students from low-income families.
Spokeswoman Caroline Levitt says Mr. Trump's order will reduce the department, not shut it down. The court deadline's just come and gone for the Justice Department to provide information on why deportation flights were allowed to transport suspected Venezuelan gang members from the U.S. to El Salvador after a federal judge ordered them to turn around. Spokeswoman Levitt.
We think it's egregious that a single district judge is trying to tell the President of the United States who he can and cannot deport from our soil, especially when it comes to designated foreign terrorists.
Federal agents have detained another foreign student. This time, they were masked when they arrested a Georgetown University grad student at his home in Arlington, Virginia. CBS's Katrina Kaufman.
Georgetown University has released a statement. They say that they're not aware of any illegal activity by this researcher. He's been here doing doctoral research on peace building in Iraq and Afghanistan. He is here on a valid student visa.
Department of Homeland Security says Badar Khan Suri was, quote, actively spreading Hamas propaganda. Some breathing room on overseas tariffs.
The EU has just announced it's pushing back its retaliatory tariffs against the U.S. by 2 weeks to mid-April. That's to give both sides a chance to talk their way out of a trade war. But it's also giving EU officials time to amend their own list of U.S.-made products to be targeted after complaints from some member states that they'd be hit the hardest. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Officers in Michigan quick to arrest a hospital employee suspected of shooting and wounding a co-worker in a parking garage at a medical center north of Detroit. Police Lieutenant Ben Hancock.
Security was able to give us information. It appears a handgun was fired 5 times at the victim. The victim was hit 2 times in the arm, and his vehicle was also struck.
Victims now listed in stable condition. No word on the nature of their dispute. After this year's devastating wildfires, officials in Los Angeles are looking ahead to hosting the 2028 Olympics.
While fire has brought us the unimaginable, our Olympics will open with the lighting of a flame that will be our new symbol of hope for the City of Angels.
Organizing Committee Chair Casey Wasserman speaking in Greece, where the IOC named Kirsty Coventry its first woman and first African president. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine is rich with elected officials today. Governor Tony Evers and Senator Tammy Baldwin are visiting the city for separate events. Evers is touring Veterans Outreach of Wisconsin. Baldwin is continuing her Hands Off My Medicaid tour. She'll be at the MLK Community Center. Microsoft has temporarily halted construction on 2 of their Racine County sites to evaluate the market. That's according to CBS 58. The company does say that the rest of the data center project in Mount Pleasant remains on track, with the first phase still set for completion by 2026. Health concerns and prior commitments prevented some alders from attending a Racine Common Council meeting Tuesday night. The Racine County Eye has coverage of which alders were present, which were absent, and the reasons behind the delayed veto vote. Dirty rain yesterday was caused by western wildfire smoke mixing with rain. It left some vehicles covered in a grimy film. The Racine County Bar Association has released its judicial qualification poll for the upcoming circuit court election. Incumbent John Fredrickson got 40 votes, challenger Jamie McClendon got 10. And Racine's basketball teams are set to compete in the state high school basketball tournament, with WRJN broadcasting the Prairie School game tonight. Parks will air tomorrow. Coverage starts at 6 p.m. this evening. We get going at 1 tomorrow. We'll also air the championship games on Saturday if either team advances. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers beat the White Sox. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a 5-4 win over the Chicago White Sox. Spring training wrapping up this weekend. Opening day a week from today when the crew opens the season in the Bronx against the New York Yankees. March Madness, the Wisconsin Badgers against Montana today in Denver. We'll have a recap after the game. Marquette is in Cleveland, where they'll face New Mexico tomorrow night, game time 6:25. How much will making it to the tournament for a fourth year in a row help the Golden Eagles? Head coach Shaka Smart.
I think a ton. Having been through the twists and turns of the NCAA tournament, I think both the wins that we've had and also the losses we've had taught us a lot of lessons, taught those guys a lot of lessons. When you get to the NCAA tournament, it does feel different. You know, there's a lot of different things around it. Being able to normalize that feeling and understand that we've been here before, it still comes down to trying to be the best version of yourselves as a team and individually out there on the court.
That's Marquette Shaka Smart with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Sunny and still breezy today, keeping our high temperatures to the upper 30s. With partly sunny skies tomorrow, we rise mild to the mid-50s. Winds will be whipping out of the south, getting us there. And we could have a few sprinkles late at night. Then on Saturday, it'll be sunny with highs in the upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 37 degrees at our studios.
Playing in the summertime on the first day of spring. What's up with that? This is my warped sense of humor. That's what's up with that. Mungo Jerry on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, that you feel. Speed along the lane, you go down or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and only by. When I thank people, when I daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, the lives we're living, yeah, that's our philosophy.
Racine, local news and timeless hits.
Oh, news and timeless hits.
Must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by. Your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh, and know they love you. Your elders grew high, and so please help them with yours. They see the truth before they can die.
Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by. On your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh, and know they
news. Timeless Hits, WRJN. Speaking of teaching your children, the Prairie School boys high school basketball team in the semifinals, playing Bondiwell tonight, 6 o'clock begins our coverage here on WRJN. And then tomorrow in 1 o'clock in the afternoon, Park plays Cedarburg. Now, both those teams will advance, I promise you. And we'll cover those games Saturday in the finals here on WRJN. Just kind of a heads up. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget coming up roughly half an hour from now. Is it a serious song or is it a novelty song? You decide. It's kind of a silly little song, but I love it. And you haven't heard it for a while on the radio. That's the whole purpose of the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget series on WRJN.
Easter is almost here. Celebrate with a stunning floral arrangement from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Cheerful tulips, elegant lilies, custom Easter baskets bursting with color. They have the perfect blooms to brighten any home or gathering. And don't forget DeBrand Fine Chocolates, a sweet treat for any Easter basket. Surprise someone special in the most beautiful way. Stop by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha today. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street, just west of 30th Avenue, open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own.
We appreciate the groundbreaking efforts of Jeanine Geske. She dedicated her career to transforming the criminal justice landscape. Geske taught in prison and collaborated with victims groups. She continued to champion for change as a justice on the Wisconsin Supreme Court during the 1990s. And in recognition of her impact, she was named the Milwaukee Bar's Lawyer of the Year twice. She also made history in 2002 as the first and still the only woman to serve as Milwaukee County Executive, an interim role worked without pay. Geske's now a professor of law at Marquette University's Restorative Justice Initiative, which she founded in 2005. We recognize the powerful women from the past and those who are still writing their own history today. I'm Jane Mantner.
Listen this Friday on the Civic Media app and WRJN.com for State Boys Basketball semifinal action as Racine Park takes on Cedarburg.
Racine Park 71, Waterford 41. The Park Panthers advance to a state Division II semifinal game.
The winner of Friday's D2 semifinal moves on to Saturday's WIAA State Basketball Championship. Find it on the Civic Media app at WRJN at 1 p.m. Friday or at WRJN.com.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Howell with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Starts doing La Bamba. That's the original from Richie Valens on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Come back when you grow up, girl. You're still living in a paper doll world. Living ain't easy. Loving's twice as tough. So come back, baby, when you grow up. Now, your mind hasn't gotten the message somehow. So if you can't take it and the going gets rough, come back, baby, when you grow up. I want you, girl, but your wide-eyed innocence has really messed up my mind, yeah. I'd rather you get your very first heartbreak somewhere else along the line. Come back when you grow up, girl. You're still living in a paper doll world. still living in a paper doll world. Living ain't easy, loving's twice as tough. Come back, baby, when you grow up. Come back when you grow up, girl. You've still got a lot of time left in the world. You'll someday be a woman ready to love. Back, baby, when you grow up. Come back when you grow up, girl. You're still living in a paper doll world. Living ain't easy.
W-R-J-N.
Round, round, get around.
I get around.
Yeah,
get around, round, round.
Where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone.
I get around.
Cause it's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
Song from the Beach Boys on the first day of spring. Got that summer band here on WRJN. Time for an update now from Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Microsoft's Mount Pleasant data center project faces a partial setback. CBS 58 reports the company has halted work on two of its Racine County building sites. The first phase of the billion-dollar initiative is not expected to be impacted and is set for a 2026 completion. A court-related custom around election time is ready. The Racine County Bar Association has released the results of its judicial qualification poll for the upcoming Racine County Circuit Court election. It's for a judge position on Branch 7. Incumbent John Fredrickson got 40 votes, while challenger Jamie McClendon got 10. Five members of the Racine Bar considered both candidates equally qualified. You can see your ballot and how to vote early at myvote.wui.gov. Today, Racine hosts two prominent Wisconsin politicians. Governor Tony Evers will tour Veterans Outreach of Wisconsin, promoting his budget's focus on veteran support and tiny home initiatives. Senator Tammy Baldwin is holding a roundtable at the MLK Community Center, rallying against what she says are potential Medicaid cuts. It wasn't 90,000 in the Superdome, but it was a few hundred at a Kenosha County bar for the Hulkster yesterday. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Office did get a call about all the traffic issues around Bender's Bar in Silver Lake for a visit from Hulk Hogan. He's touring the country promoting a new beer. And Tuesday's Racine Common Council meeting saw insufficient attendance. That means they couldn't proceed with a scheduled veto vote. According to the Racine County Eye, various reasons, including health concerns and prior commitments, kept some alders away. You can find out who was there, who wasn't, and the reasons behind it all at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Sunny and still breezy today, keeping our high temperatures to the upper 30s. With partly sunny skies tomorrow, we rise mild to the mid-50s. Winds will be whipping out of the south, getting us there. And we could have a few sprinkles late at night. Then on Saturday, it'll be sunny with highs in the upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 39.
It's a wonder I can think at all. And my lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall. Kodachrome, give us those nice bright colors. Give us the greens of summers. Makes you think all. Everything looks worse in black and white.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Really interesting Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget song coming up in a matter of minutes. Keep it here on WRJN.
I've been crying, ooh, 'cause I'm lonely.
For you,
smiles have all turned
to tears,
but tears won't wash away the fear that you never. So what?
In My Heart, Elton John and Kiki D. That was his first number one in Britain, if memory serves me right, and it usually does. And I'm Dan Marcus with a Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget coming up. Is it a serious song or is it a novelty song? You decide, but you haven't heard this song for a while. It's fun to hear. Put the headphones on for this one, if you can, because it's got some serious left and right channel going on. And it's next on WRJN.
Consider volunteering for the Senior Companion Program in Racine for all the right reasons.
I'm Bev Landerman. I'm from Racine. I have 93 years tucked away behind me. I'm soon to be 94.
I'm Nancy Johnson, and I'm from Racine. I am a volunteer, and I was home alone a lot. And I thought, you know, there's got to be people out there that are alone and want some company.
Oh, I look forward to having Nancy come to my house. She has become like a daughter and a sister, a little bit of everything, a good friend. Because I have a history background, I had fun encouraging her to redevelop her history background.
She has me reading books that are probably 900 pages I never would have done.
Learn how you can volunteer. Call the Senior Companion Program at 262-898-1941.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We're excited to introduce Nero Water Soluble CBD, the innovative way to experience faster, more effective relief for managing stress, pain, neurological issues, or just want to boost your overall wellness. Nero Water Soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full range of high-quality CBD products. Your CBD store Racine, wellness that works, on the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Let us help change your life one drop at a time.
Judge Brad Schimmel sure has a lot of special interest donors. Big drug companies, corporate lobbyists, right-wing billionaires, and extremist groups. Schimmel once claimed that there's nothing wrong with politicians using their office to benefit their own campaign's contributors. And as Attorney General, Schimmel repeatedly took action to put his own campaign donors' interests ahead of Wisconsin residents. He refused to sue the big drug companies responsible for the opioid crisis. He supports a pre-Civil War law to ban abortion. And he sued to overturn the health care law that protects people with pre-existing conditions. Under his watch, fines for corporate polluters dropped to a 30-year low, all while Wisconsinites were left behind. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to watch out for us, not his special interest sponsors. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrjn.com/contest-terms.
We open up the record vault door for another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget, a song that hasn't been on the radio for a while, and this one, I don't know whether it's a serious song or a novelty song or what. It's just plain fun. This made the top 10. And I'll tell you who was in the top 10 with it. Kind of an interesting story all onto its own. But this song, let's start. Let me tell you the history of this song. You remember the song, It Never Rains in Southern California? This next song was written by the guy who sang that. He was one of the, he co-wrote it, okay? And they went into the studio, and they had a metronome there. You know, that thing that goes tick, 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 and musicians use it to keep time? Well, this particular metronome didn't tick. It went back and forth. It didn't make a sound. So they wrote a song called Gimme That Click. And they said, well, that's stupid. Nobody will get that. So they changed it to, are you ready? Gimme That Ding. A Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget by the Pipkins on WRJN.
That's right, I'm sad and blue, because I can't do the boogaloo. I'm lost, can't do my thing, and that's why I sing. Gimme that ding.
Yeah.
song makes me laugh every time. The Pipkins, Gimme That Ding. Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget from the summer of 1970. That song was in the top 10 at the same time as songs like Ooh Child, Ride Captain Ride, Ball of Confusion, Band of Gold, The Love You Saved by the Jackson 5. The number one song was Mama Told Me Not to Come. So it was some pretty heavy hitters at the time. A Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, a song you haven't heard on the radio for a while. And it's always here at 9:45-ish and 1:45-ish, Monday through Friday on WRJN. Motown right there from the Four Tops. On the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Kurt Bowman steps in at 2 o'clock today. Why? Because he likes doing this as much as I likes doing this.
Bring a song and a smile for the banjo. Better get wild.
and timeless hits. WRJN.
Do you like good music? That sweet soul music. Just long and sweet. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We are here on the floor, y'all. I'm going to a go. Dancing with the music. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Spotlight on Lou Rawls, y'all. I don't need the boss, y'all. Singing love to her.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. A deadline is come and gone for the Justice Department to provide a judge more information on last weekend's deportations of suspected Venezuelan gang members. CBS's Jake Rosen is following.
The judge just simply wants to know, in this whole standoff, more details and operational details on the flight. The Department of Justice is saying the judge really has no right to ask for any of that. In addition to that, basically being moot, because there will be an appeals hearing on Monday here in Washington, D.C.
The administration has harshly criticized this judge, CBS's Scott McFarland.
That's why this is so critical. This is an inflection point for the next few years. This battle against a single judge could be a proxy for battles against other judges. There have been 140 plus federal lawsuits filed already in the first 2 months against Trump executive orders. And if they can destabilize or diminish the impact of judges, those lawsuits could become less impactful.
President Trump is expected to sign an executive order today that will begin the dismantling of the Education Department. CBS's Willie J.